after weeks. There's great news in Maharashtra where schools have started reopening. The question is the worst of Omicron over? Well, cases are clearly on the decline. In Mumbai, for example, 1,857 new cases. That's down 27% in 24 hours. In Mumbai, cases down 91% from the peak. Let's roll these graphics. Mumbai, the daily positivity has declined to 5.41%. And the very good news is that there was 80% attendance in schools run by the Mumbai Civic Body. In private schools, the turnout was lower, however, in some schools. But schools did open in many cases in batches. So the overall numbers over there, quite encouraging. Joining us, Dr. Fazal Nabi, Head of Pediatrics at Jaslok. Dr. Ajinkya Patil, Chairman of the D.Y. Patil International Schools. Anubha Srivastav Sahai, President of the India White Parents Association. And we're also joined by Arav Gupta, a Class 11 student. So let's start with the student, as we often do. Arav, was it great to get back to your friends, to get back to school?
Yes, I think it was definitely great to finally go back to school. In fact, our school was taking all the necessary precautions. And I would definitely say that going back to school was a much better experience than having to study online. I mean, if you look at the technical difficulties that we face online, and sitting in front of the laptop the entire day actually puts a lot of strain on the eyes too. And actually, especially for 11th and 12th grade students, we also have a lot of applied learning where we have to actually conduct experiments in laboratories and things like that. So I feel like due to online schooling, that's really hindered. So finally going back to school and being able to re-engage in all of these activities has been amazing.
Dr. Patil, how important is it for us to keep reminding ourselves that an education when children actually are physically in contact with each other, their peers, with their teachers, is an important socializing process? It's essential to the growth of a child in as much as textbook education is. And that's what we are missing. Perhaps more than just textbook education in our cities. Would you agree?
So I think I completely agree with that. And I'm glad you brought this up, because most of the time everyone's discussing statistics and closures and lockdowns, but very little is spoken about the mental health problems that people are going through. Not only children, but the entire ecosystem in the education sector, because it's been greatly disrupted. And if we speak about children who are between age of 3 to 7, who've never gone to a preschool, who've never been in an environment. So they're completely alien to this culture. So it's really a generation that really hasn't seen a school.
Yeah.
At least the older students have missed out maybe a year or two, but that too is a great sort of disruptor in their lives, because it has affected them greatly. We may not speak very openly about it, but education has completely changed. And I think it's very important to get back the children into the school. Extremely, extremely important.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable how children have suffered in all of this. Dr. Fazal Nabi, you know, when we speak about the health of children, we often speak only about vaccines and boosters. And of course, that's critical, and protecting ourselves. But what about the mental health of children? In the last 2 years, have you seen children really suffering as a result of possibly not going to school? All sorts of emotional pressures which get dealt with in different ways in schools, perhaps through the process of interaction itself. Is that something which is manifesting itself in problems?
Yeah, definitely. This, my colleagues, everyone watch for this. Every child is going through stress and developmental issues. In my practice, definitely I've seen number of cases coming to us with behavioral, social issues. Writing skills has gone down.
Oh.
And their learning disability has gone down. Communication skill and eye contact, the many issues which we are coming across in our practice.
Yeah.
And recently, for a short time period, they have opened the schools, but children were not happy at all. The reason is they had to travel for 1 hour and then sit in the school for 2 hours without moving, and no playful activities, no open ground activities. They had to sit and listen and come back. It's what children have said in my practice, that it's like in a jail. It's not like a school.
I can't agree more. I agree so much with you. In fact, Anubha Srivastav Sahai, the playground in a school, in all schools, is such an important part of the growth and development, the physical growth, the mental growth of children. Just the fact that our children haven't been able to go to a playground in any meaningful manner is something which has had an impact, let's face it.
Absolutely. We have to, this time...
Yeah,
we
I just wanted to put that to Ms. Sahai. Go ahead, Ms. Sahai.
Yeah, definitely. See, apart from studies and all, there are other activities also which students are missing, no doubt. And in most of the schools, especially in Mumbai, we don't have even a playground. You will be surprised to know that in cities like Mumbai and Pune and other cities, schools are not having even playground. So the students are missing playground only during COVID, even before also we have been complaining. But yes, now since schools have been reopened, we want to ensure that the government should ensure that there should be no violation of any COVID protocols, because in cities like Mumbai and Pune, especially in state board schools, there are children in one class. You will see that there are even 100 children in one class. So if this can turn into super spreaders, so government should reopen the school if they are willing to do in a staggered manner.
Right.
If you're calling 90% children, school having a strength of around 4,000, if 90% children are coming, just imagine what will be the situation in few days.
In fact, that's my next question, and I wanted to take that to Dr. Fazal Nabi. Sir, we've seen very good vaccination numbers for children in the 15 to 18-year-old group. How important is it for us to start vaccinating children at a younger age, particularly since we've got some vaccines which have already been given emergency use authorization for the younger age group?
Definitely. If you see the recent data in Mumbai from laboratories, almost nearly two-thirds, 70% of the sample children has given for an antibodies is positive. They got natural infection, they developed an antibodies. But that antibodies is not going to last. Even after infection, their current recommendation is post 3 months after the infection, you should take a vaccination. In younger children, we should encourage. The children who has taken 15 to 18 years, they should encourage their younger siblings and friends. And plus parents and pediatrician, it's a responsibility to encourage the younger children to take vaccination.
Right. Then Arav, have you got your vaccine, son? Have you got your vaccine? Your first?
Yes, I've actually gotten the first dose. And in fact, our school is also hosting a vaccination camp in this week for all students born after 2007 to come and take their first dose.
Great. And I'm sure you're looking forward to your second dose, getting that out of the way and giving yourself some extra protection. That's important, right?
Yes, I definitely am.
Well, I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. It's a welcome day that children are back in school. That's where they belong. Thank you all very much.